listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been discussing mental and emotional disorders this month on Mormon Channel. According to a study done in 2004, about 1 in 4 U.S. adults suffers from some type of mental disorder. Can you imagine 1 in 4? Now, this is a huge issue that affects many families. And if you have a loved one who has a mental or emotional condition, it can be difficult to know how to treat, care for, and support them in an appropriate way. Kevin Terrio is the program manager for LDS Family Services here in Utah, and he's joining us here in studio to talk about dealing with mental and emotional issues within your own family or group of friends. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This is something that I think not a lot of people like to talk about. A physical illness is something that I think people are much more open about. But when it comes to mental issues, there's a huge stigma surrounding it, don't you think?
Often, yes.
Why do you think it is one of those things that's sometimes swept under the rug that people don't like discussing or admitting?
Well, I think oftentimes it has to do with there are so many different types. It affects people in so many different ways. People suffering from a mental or emotional condition oftentimes feel broken. And because their symptoms sometimes are misunderstood or not even seen, they don't know how to explain what they're going through. Their family doesn't recognize it for what it is. And so there's just a lot of confusion and frustration that typically surrounds it.
How does a mental or emotional disorder affect a group family dynamic?
Well, looking at it from the point of the individual, again, sometimes their symptoms are observable. Other times they aren't as readily apparent. And as a result, it makes it harder for friends and family members to understand the challenge and know how to help. The friends and family may experience a lot of frustration, just like the individual who's suffering from the disorder. And so from the individual's standpoint or their perspective, as soon as they understand their diagnosis, they need to prayerfully explain it to their friends and family so that they can understand. The individual needs to answer questions honestly. Friends and family need to express patience and a desire to understand. And, you know, again, they need to ask their friends and family members to help in specific ways because they don't know how to be of assistance. Now, if you're a family member or a friend and you have someone that you think is suffering from a mental or emotional disorder, don't allow the challenge to become the focus of all the activities. If you're a parent, for instance, you need to understand that, yes, there will be times when you need to make adjustments for the family member, but there are other times when you may have other family members that you also need to be involved in parenting and meeting their needs. The having a family balance becomes important so that everyone feels included in the family. The parents, and this is one of the issues that we oftentimes confront, the parents need to take time to strengthen themselves as well because working with a child who has this type of challenge can sometimes be pretty draining.
If you recognize that your child possibly has something like this, or they come to you and they say, this is what's going on with me, what do you think is the best approach to take when you're dealing with this? Because I imagine initially there's a lot of shock. There's probably some shame, probably denial involved. Where do they go from there?
Well, again, if you're dealing with an adult, the approach is going to be a little different than if you're dealing with a child. With an adult, oftentimes bluntness combined with kindness becomes the approach. That's the most effective. When you're dealing with a child, you want to use a lot more kindness than bluntness in being patient and long-suffering and all that with helping them through this situation.
What are some good ways to set boundaries when it comes to showing love, but also, you know, setting boundaries that keep everyone involved safe and healthy?
Well, oftentimes setting boundaries and showing forth love become mutually exclusive. And my suggestion would be when those two are mutually exclusive and you feel threatened in any way, setting boundaries is more important than showing forth love. Love comes second in that situation. Again, you as the parent or the person involved, you want to stay strong enough to help another day. And so taking care of yourself and making sure those boundaries are in place so that you're not drained so far that you can't help anymore isn't a good thing.
What are some resources available, faith-based resources available to LDS families who are – or individuals who are looking for assistance?
Well, there's a topics page that you can go to under the disability section, and there's a topic entitled mental illness. That's an excellent resource. There are many things online today. You can go to the library. You can even talk with the therapist who might be treating the person as long as you have their permission, the person who's suffering from the mental illness, to talk with them. And especially if you're dealing with a child, you want to make sure that that treating professional, that you have access to them. And it's rare when they wouldn't grant it.
And how's the best way to get a hold of LDS Family Services for help as well, if that's needed?
The best way to get in touch with us is through your ecclesiastical leader, your bishop. He can give you a referral to LDS Family Services, and we're more than happy to discuss the specifics of any situation with you.
Well, a sensitive topic for sure. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You can also check out Mormon Channel, the blog of Mormon Channel, all month long for additional content about self-reliance when it comes to mental and emotional health. The quote of the day comes from Elder Dallin H. Oaks, and he says, "Jesus healed many from physical diseases, but he did not withhold healing from those who sought to be made whole from other ailments." He goes on to say, "Surely these healings included those whose sicknesses were emotional, mental, or spiritual. He healed them all." I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.